Top of the fourth inning, Brian Johnson's first pitch into Yandy Diaz inside, right-handed hitting designated hitter. 2-1 Indians with the lead, and Johnson working quickly against Diaz, who's one for one tonight. The pitch, and that is low for a ball, 1-1. Happy to have with us Stephen Goldberg from Marblehead. Stephen, great to see you tonight. 2-0 pitch is swung on and drilled
great
foul.
Great to be here.
Marblehead, we know somebody works for the teams from Marblehead, our traveling secretary, Jack McCormick. But you've had treatment for pancreatic cancer at Dana-Farber?
That's correct. I had surgery first.
2-1 pitch coming. Diaz will call time. And cancer is something that not only affects you, but your family. And here's a 2-1. That's inside.
I just can't say enough about Dana-Farber. Yeah. The people there, as I said before on Nesson, they not only treat you as a patient.
There's a shot right at Xander Bogaerts, a line drive out.
You're a person, but you know how they treat you, Tim? With dignity.
Yeah.
Along with compassion, with dignity. And that means so much. I mean, I can't overstate it how, you know, you have a disease. They understand that. They're always upbeat.
Brandon Guyer, the right fielder, he takes a strike on the inside corner.
And you had one of the toughest forms of cancer, a pancreatic cancer.
Yes, sir.
5-year survival rate's only 7%.
I consider myself very, very lucky. But they caught it early. The surgeon, Dr. Clancy, when I came out of anesthesia, says, "You got it all." I had to go through 16 weeks of chemotherapy. And it wasn't fun, but I had great support system. I had support, you know, my wife of 52 years, my two daughters.
And the 0-2 pitch from Brian Johnson bounces 1-2.
I work out with a trainer twice a week. He came to the house while I was having chemotherapy to make sure I kept the workout out.
Well, you look great. You're 83 years young.
And
now the 1-2 from Johnson, and it hits Guyer. So Guyer, who gets hit often, down to first base.
I feel good.
And, of course, unfortunately, tragically, you lost a daughter to leukemia many years ago.
Yep.
But you've seen things change in the cancer landscape.
Funny you mention that, Joe. When my daughter, may she rest in peace, was diagnosed with leukemia, she had a 20% chance of survival. She didn't. Now, 80% chance of survival for leukemia patients.
Making progress. Now it's Yan Gomes, the catcher, takes a strike.
It's amazing what they do there.
And you mentioned how compassionate they are. It's what we hear. We hear many stories and how well the folks are treated and made to feel so important, because it is so important. It's happening to you. And they really have a good grasp of that and how to get you through these things.
And always upbeat, too. Always, always upbeat. Last December, when I was supposed to get my last treatment appointment.
Here's the 0-2. And Gomes rips it down to third off the glove of Holt and out into short left field. Rounding second and stopping is Guyer.
In December, they came down. I went in and they said, "We're not even going to give you your last infusion. You're clean.
Oh.
Go on vacation. See you in 3 months."
How did you feel?
Relieved.
At least relieved, right?
Really, really relieved.
Wow.
And they have me on a program every 3 months.
The batter now is Greg Allen, the center fielder. 2-1, 1-out. 2-1 Cleveland leading, top of the fourth inning. Visiting with Stephen Goldberg, who has survived pancreatic cancer. The first pitch misses for ball one.
They have me every 3 months. If I get through another year, I'll be every 6 months.
1-0 pitch. And that is a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes.
After 2 years, they say, come back in a year. If you have any problems beforehand, yeah, give us a call.
And your surgeon, Dr. Clancy, Kathleen Boyle, his nurse and your oncologist?
Yeah.
Dr. Nadine McCleary?
Nadine McCleary is the oncologist. Kathleen Boyle is the physician's assistant.
Okay.
And I have to, after this pitch.
Okay. You were schooled up well, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
2-1. Swing and a foul at the plate by Allen.
And I have to tell you about, you know, they try to give you the same people every time you go there. The phlebotomist, oncologist, the physician assistant, and the infusion nurse. And my infusion nurse, a doll, Katie Murphy. Love her.
Runners off first and second, one out, the 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three, chased a high pitch, and Brian Johnson gets a strikeout, now two men out for Cleveland in the top of the fourth.
Yes, Steven, it's so moving to hear you talking about being cured from pancreatic cancer because of the high mortality rate. Only 7% survive, and sadly, my mentor, Kent Coleman, who was chairman of the Jimmy Fund for many years, lost his son, Casey, a Cleveland sportscaster, to pancreatic cancer 12 years ago.
Here's Gonzalez, their second baseman, taking a strike from Johnson.
Joe, they've made so many advances now. So many advances. And obviously, I was lucky because they caught it very early. But they have some new protocols out.
The 0-1 pitch.
Protocols including some new medicines and so forth, chemos. And they really feel that they have made progress. And within the next 5 years, it's going to grow, the survival rate's going to grow exponentially.
One ball, one strike pitch. And a swing and a miss. It's 1-2.
Of course, that's why we raise funds.
Right.
We do today with a radio telethon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here's a number, by the way, to make a donation. 1-877-738-1234. No matter where you are listening tonight, you can do it over the phone. If you're not able to do it on the phone, you can do it online at jimmyfund.org. If you want to text in a $25 donation, it's kcancer at 20222. And you can see patients and survivors like Steven Goldberg who have been helped out by your donations in the past, and other patients will be helped out by your donations now. 2-2 delivery. And that's strike three call.
Before I go, I just want to say the trainer that I work with, his name is Alex Carew. He has raised himself because he rides the Pan Mass Challenge. He himself has raised $115,000 for Dana-Farber.
Tremendous.
Amazing.
Steven, great to see you. Great to hear your story.
I'm here, Tim. That's all that matters. I'm here.
83 years old.
Joe, a pleasure.
Okay,
a pleasure.
Continued good health.
Steven Goldberg with us. We'll take a timeout. It's 2-1 Cleveland, middle of the fourth on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network.